Vavakam Pergdalad Mishnah. Shor Shanagachas Adam Vames. A shor killed a person and died. Muad, if it was a shor muad, Mishalim Kofer. So you pay the family Kofer, the value of the person that owned the shor that killed or the person that was killed. Let's just say we go like the Shita that holds, you pay Kofer of the value of the person that was killed. So the Rav asks, how do you have a shor muad that's still alive? A shor muad, I guess, implies that the shor killed three other people. Once it kills one person, it gets killed. So the Rav says, you have a case, and the Rambam says this too. The Rambam goes off a case where, let's say, it killed three people that were not Yehudim. Three Goyim, you don't kill the shor, but still that shor would be a shor muad. Or let's say the Rav says a case where it killed a treifa, that's a person that's going to die anyway. They're going to die within a short period of time. Then you wouldn't kill the shor in that case, but if that happens three times, it kills, let's say, three treifas, it becomes a shor muad. And in all these cases, mishalim kofer. You pay kofer. Kofer is like a kapara, because a person has misa bidei shamayim. If his shor goes and kills somebody, if his shor muad kills somebody, so he pays kofer to the family that his shor killed. V'tam patur min kofer. However, shor tam is not in the parasha of kofer. And if a guy's shor tam kills somebody, even though you killed the shor, the owner of the shor is patur from kofer. V'zeh v'zeh chayav misa. But both of the shores, you kill. Because even by a short time, the Torah says, Sakol Yisakel, like Rashi says. V'chein b'vein v'chein b'bas. And it doesn't matter what type of Jew that the shor kills, whether it's a son, whether it's a daughter, whether it's a baby boy, baby girl, doesn't matter. Yechayv skila and kofer, just like they were older. Nogach eved o amma. If he gores an eved knani, or an amma ivria, but we're talking about the Rishonim say, an eved that did mila and tefila, so he has the din of an isha. No sein shloshim sloim. You give 30 sloim. And the Mefarshim point out, dafka by a shor muad. By a short time, you don't give the 30 sloim. Bein shu yafa mano, vein sheinu yafa el dinar echad. Whether or not the eved was worth a mano, which is 100 dinarim, or whether it was only worth 1 dinar, you always give 30 sloim by a shor muad.